This next story here on KNKX comes from our weekly show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing.
Today we're telling stories about the old me, a version of ourselves that is different from who we are today. My old me was left inside the hallways of South Philadelphia High School in the summer of 1989. South Philly High was not my regular school. My public school was all girls. You had to do well on a test to get in, and once you were there, expectations were really high. I was struggling, and I kind of just stopped caring. I got an F in geometry. South Philly High was where I had to retake the class. And those few weeks inside that building made me really appreciate my school, where the bathrooms didn't have bodily fluids on the walls or in the sinks, and no one tried to set your shirt on fire with a cigarette. Summer school in 1989 at South Philly High was absolutely terrifying, but it was a much needed kick in the pants. I was reformed and I thrived in school from that point forward. The student who turns things around, the old version, a failure, the new one suddenly has a future. This is something that Seattle writer Mike Long experienced. When it happened to him, he was in the fourth grade, growing up in Indiana.
I was one of the kids that you see in every class. There's like one boy, or there's a couple of boys, maybe some girls, but usually the boys that are off, like staring off into space or drawing something on their notebook when they're supposed to be paying attention, or they're just obviously not interested.
Mike's teachers tried everything. Nothing worked.
The teachers always had these different discipline techniques. So there was the name on the board thing. I spent most of elementary school with my name on the board for one thing or another. I just didn't pay attention to anything. I just had like zero attention span for anything that I wasn't completely interested in. And that included almost everything in school.
Mike would have rather been lost inside a book.
I was really into The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. So I'd read those books and I even got the records. They had records for The Hobbit. And I listened to that record constantly.
So if you're reading Lord of the Rings and your parents see this, and then they see you coming home with the report cards full of
D's, pretty much. D's are worse.
They must have been kind of frustrated.
Oh, yeah. They were horrified because my mom's, she had been valedictorian of her high school. And she'd barely ever gotten a B in her entire life. And I think she viewed my grades as sort of an extension of herself. So when I would bring things home like that, I think it was really traumatizing to her. It wasn't traumatizing to me at all until it was traumatizing to her.
What things did your parents try to do to improve your grades?
They tried lots of things. They tried a lot of things that involved doctors. And I don't even know what all the doctors did. I mean, some of it involved various drugs, but the worst one was definitely the crawling. That was the most memorable out of all the therapies.
Yes, you heard that right. Crawling, like a baby.
So my dad somehow heard about Dr. Smithson, and he explained to my parents that my academic problems, or the academic problems of a lot of children, as I understood it, were caused because they didn't crawl enough as toddlers. And that I had really bad handwriting. So what I think it was that somehow your bad handwriting caused you not to be frustrated when you were doing schoolwork. And the reason you had the bad handwriting to begin with was because you didn't crawl enough as a child. My dad would, I think it was pretty much start crawling. He wasn't having it. He just told me, you know, start crawling.
And crawling is not a euphemism for something else. We're talking about literally getting on the ground on your hands and knees.
Yeah. And yeah, that's exactly what it is. And crawling. And so I had to do it 40 laps around the house. But the problem with it was, since the doctor's theory was that I hadn't crawled enough as a toddler, they needed to make it really have a big impact. So in order for it to have an impact, they had different resistance techniques when you crawl. So what would happen would your parent would crawl with you, and they would either push your shoulders back or hold your feet in a certain way that made it harder.
Can you give us a visual of what this looked like?
We went through all the carpeted areas of the house because it was not fun to crawl on tiled floors. So we crawl down the hallway. We go through my parents' bedroom. At the far end of their bedroom, there was a wooden plaque inscribed with the Lord's Prayer. And then I would turn at that plaque because that indicated that I had half a lap done, and start crawling back. And my parents would have to go right along with me. They were usually holding my feet, kind of crawling behind me, holding my feet. One of my parents, they did not, both of them didn't have to do it, only one at a time. It was really humiliating for everyone involved.
Would your mom be watching and correcting you?
Yeah, especially at first. She was really concerned that we do it the exact way that this doctor had come up with, because she didn't want to waste. I mean, she does everything exact. So she'd always be leaning over and looking and seeing if my elbow was in the right place or my hand was in the right place, that type of thing.
And this happened every day?
Every day, yeah.
For how long?
It was at least several months.
What would you say to your parent who you were crawling with on that particular day? What kind of conversation would you have with them?
Oh, we wouldn't talk much while we were doing it, but beforehand we would always have a fight.
What would you tell them?
That I wasn't going to do it, flat out. There's no way I was going to do it. I mean, it was humiliating. Even at 10, you don't want your friends to find out that you have to crawl around your house with a parent attached for half an hour each night. That's not something you want anybody to know. And so my parents, at the time I was collected football cards, that was my reward for doing the crawling each week, was that I would get a pack of football cards or two packs of football cards. But I remember there were several times I just was like absolutely refused to do it. And that was when she would usually break out the football cards.
Did their belief in this therapy ever falter?
It started to look like it was working. My handwriting was actually improving. But it was only improving because I didn't want to crawl around the house. So I figured I better put in a little more effort. Which, luckily, I'd set the bar so low. If I did anything else, it probably would have looked like a giant success.
It did work. It sounds like it got the ball rolling to get you to kind of buck up a bit.
About halfway through fourth grade, I really started to care. And then I really started to try. And I got straight A's by fifth grade. I mean, I think it was one of the first times I actually realized that I was going to need some level of discipline.
Do you remember when it ended? What that day was like? What was going through your mind when you were processing the news that you didn't have to do this anymore?
I mean, I remember being really, really happy that I didn't have to crawl. And I also remember I had the most amazing collection of football cards, probably within the metropolitan Indianapolis. I mean, I had a lot of football cards.
Mike Long, he lives in Seattle. Once Mike made it into college, he and his parents eventually were able to talk about the laps they did around the house and to laugh about it. He says that he doesn't feel any ill will towards them. They're all speaking. In fact, he says he's grateful that they invested the time on the floor with him. He says that without this humiliating experience, he might have never turned things around at school. Several years ago, Mike became a parent, and when his daughter was a baby and was learning how to crawl, he felt absolutely no need to prolong this phase in her life.